Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk about some key tips, some strategies, tactics, tips for better onboarding.
Yeah, I think I know when selling, I always feel like the selling is the most important part. But really, once you've sold somebody, you got to have a good system of onboarding that person, whether it's a client or an employee. You got to get them to have a win early and often in the process. So I think it's really important to have a system in place when it comes to onboarding that include regular check-ins, maybe 30, 60, 100-day check-ins, to make sure that they're progressing as you both expect the progress to come. And like I said earlier, small wins early and often should be built into the process so momentum can be felt, so the person feels like they are making progress, so that the client feels like, hey, this is working, and the employee feels like, hey, this is a good place to be. And then ultimately, so that the client and the employee can feel some sort of escape velocity of, hey, I got this. This is a right fit. This is something that's going to help me get the outcome that I desire. If you do this correctly, you will have happier employees and you will have customers for life.